This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fire crews have made good progress beating back the NCAR fire, which sparked over the weekend and forced thousands to evacuate in Boulder County. The grass fire is now 90% contained and holding steady at 190 acres, thanks to firefighters and the rain. Still no injuries or damage to homes or buildings have been reported. Colorado transit riders might get to board buses and trains for free this summer, CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Democratic State Senator Faith Winter proposed the Fare Free bill. She says it's necessary after multiple summers of record air pollution along Colorado's Front Range.
And one of the ways that we need to address that pollution is to increase transit ridership, which is a challenge coming out of the pandemic.
The bill would set up a $28 million grant program to help transit agencies eliminate fares during the summer ozone season. Most of the money would be set aside for the regional transportation district. But due to staff shortages and safety concerns, it would only offer free rides in the Denver area in August. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
One member of the Douglas County School Board is bowing out of a special meeting tonight in protest. Minority member David Ray says the meeting to finalize the contract for the district's new superintendent is, quote, a culmination of a series of unethical and unacceptable practices. The board selected Aaron Kane as the new superintendent after ousting the sitting superintendent without cause and against the votes of the minority members, including Ray. In Colorado Springs, it's 49 degrees and overcast, 38 degrees in Denver. In Grand Junction, it's 48 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.